Hey, Fedheads, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing the Nomad SA-17. Lots of new releases from the IPCPR. This is one that's top of my list, so much so that I didn't get any review samples. I actually ended up blind buying 2 5-packs off the SigFed store. I actually had a tough time tracking these down. I saw that the SigFed store had them, so I pulled the trigger when I was down in Vegas and got them shipped to me. Pricing of these is typically between MSRPs $850 to $975, depending on the profile. What's exciting for me about this is one of the few cigars that maybe the first cigar Fred's done with San Andreas wrapper. Actually, I think there's a cigar prior to this, but this is really his solo project. I think the first one with the San Andreas wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, Nicaraguan filler. Don't know what the 17 stands for. I think it's probably the 17th blend that he did that sort of met what he was looking for. Comes in a bunch of different vitolas. I went with the Coronita. That's totally my jam. 5.5 by 46. I mean, that's just, I love the smaller ring gauges. Tend to be really nuanced and complex. There is 4 different vitolas to choose from. You can check out the written review if you want more details. I'm just excited to be smoking this and be reviewing this. It's talking about the nose here. Lots of leather, kind of an earthy leather, which is kind of what I associate with San Andreas tobacco. It's kind of got that sort of rustic, rough nose to it. Very sweet off the foot. Almost like milk chocolate, actually. Milk chocolate and hay. At any rate, it's enough about the nose. Let's get smoking. Nice and toasted. You can use a V-cut. Perfect for a 46 ring gauge. Leaves that cap intact. Makes a nice little cut. Lots of powdered cocoa right off the start. Draw is slightly snug, but certainly within the acceptable range. I think I mentioned this in previous reviews. I definitely like my smaller ring gauge cigars a little bit on the snug side for the draw. Better to have a snug draw than an open draw, because an open draw means your cigar is going to burn a lot faster. Snug draw means your cigar is going to be burning cooler. The cooler the cigar burns, the more nuance and flavors you're going to get out of it. Wow. Phenomenal retro ale. Some medium strength spices with sort of a rich, sweet, almost a cream, like a vanilla cream underneath that. Finishes quite leathery. The leathery finish, I think, is even more intense than the spices, because the spices are quite nuanced. Yeah, it's a kind of a rich, spicy, with that powdered cocoa, and then finishes with a post-draw leather. Post-draw leather really hits you afterwards, too. Like, it's not like I'm tasting leather. I really only taste the leather until once the draw is finished. So lots of cigar to go here. Smoking time is probably going to be about 1.5 hours, I would think, for a Coronita. We'll check back in as the flavors progress. One thing to comment on here at the first third, there's quite a lot of pepper that was hiding underneath those spices. The spices were so rich, it was really masking that pepper. But the pepper's there, and it's starting to build an intensity. I'm not sure if it's going to drop off. I know sometimes when you get a lot of pepper off the start, especially in the Nicaraguan filler, that pepper tends to fall away. Almost reminds me of like an Esteli Ligero, where it's got that like really spicy pepper. It's not overpowering, but I can definitely taste it on the tip of my tongue, and I can taste it at the back of my throat. It hasn't really built an intensity. I think the spices kind of pushed aside for a minute and allowed me to realize there was a lot of pepper underneath those spices. Coming up on the 15-minute mark, and that pepper that was so prominent has really fallen off already, and that powdered cocoa is wonderfully replacing it. I mean, it's just a really, really, really nice powdered cocoa, and I love powdered cocoa in a chocolate, no doubt as a result of that San Andreas Maduro wrapper. Nothing else here really to report on. It's just kind of settled into that, great powdered cocoa, post-draw leather, which has kind of abated a little bit. It was so in your face to start, and now it's kind of dropped off a bit. And there's this wonderful sort of vanilla cream underneath. We'll see what else comes through, because we're really only about maybe a third of the way through the first third here, so there's a lot of cigar to go. Coming up on the 30-minute mark, and the first third's kind of winding down here. The peppers come back, but it's a background note, and it really serves to sort of offset the spices and offset that vanilla cream. All the other flavors have kind of fallen into order here, so they're all about the same strength, which is about right at the medium mark. It's nice. You take a draw, you get that spice, you get that cream, and then you get a little bit of peppery zip at the end. And again, it's an accent flavor, really. Fantastic first third. Looking forward to seeing where the cigar goes in the middle third. Passing the 35-minute mark, and as the SA-17 Nomad transitions into the middle third, there's a little bit of soft cedar coming through. It's really at the end of the draw, so I'm not picking up at the beginning and the middle. It's really finishing the draw and carrying into the post-draw. It does a great job of kind of playing against that pepper, so you get a little bit of peppery cedar kind of together. It's kind of a nice combination. Passing the 40-minute mark, and the chocolate's become quite rich. It's still that powdered cocoa, but it's taken on a more complex flavor profile here. Really kind of the dominant profile here in the middle third as it's settled in. Very chocolatey, very enjoyable. Still getting that nice spices in the retrohale, but they are a little bit more subdued. Again, everything here is kind of in balance. The chocolate really taking the lead note on the flavor profile. Past the 1 hour mark here, and the middle third is starting to wind down. That cedar that was at the start of the middle third is kind of picking up in intensity here. It's about as prominent as the chocolate, so you get a lot of chocolatey cedar. Pepper's really nowhere to be found, and the spices in the retrohale are still there, but they fall into a light, maybe a light plus. Be interesting to see how this cigar transitions into the last third. Coming up on the hour and a half mark and really getting into the final third here, that leather that was kind of waxing and waning, it was there in the first third, but kind of dropped off. It was there in the middle third, but very light. It's picked up in intensity here. Very similar to how the cedar picked up in the middle third. The leather's really coming through at the end of the draw and then carrying through into the post-draw, and it's really lingering between draws. There's sort of an earthiness coming through on the retrohale. Again, kind of mixing with the spices, which really did fall to a light, light plus. Check back in and see if there's any other flavors that transition here in the last third. Passing the hour and a half mark, and the earthiness continues to build here in the last third. About the halfway point in the last third here, so we'll see if there's any other flavor profile changes as it continues. Otherwise, I'll check back in. Wrapping up the review of the Nomad SA17 Coronita. I'm really glad I bought a 10-pack of these. I think originally when I placed my order, I bought a 5-pack, and somehow I triggered two of them. That's a fortunate mistake for me. I've actually smoked one for the review. I'm going to smoke some more after the review just to follow up. Now that I've got a 10-pack, I can smoke a couple for review and just confirm my notes, but I'm really glad I have 10 to smoke. If you enjoyed the cigar review, give us an up, thumbs up, arrow. Toss us a comment on our YouTube channel and make sure to check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.